Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven, deepen my life in you as I deepen my conversation with you. Through your word and prayer, Lord, I pray that you'll answer me when I call upon you. Oh, my righteous God, give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the work you have given me to do, and for the dignity of working. Sustain me in my work with a vision of the glory and honor that you give your servants in this world. Lord, I thank you once again for this opportunity and this privilege to minister to your people. Gracious God, you have made known to me the path of my life. You will fill me with joy in your presence with eternal pleasures and your right hand. Lord, I praise your holy name as I lift you up this evening, Lord. I pray, O God, that these teachings will be a blessing to those who listen. And Lord, I pray that they turn from the world of sin. Lord, I pray that they will submit to you as we continue on this spiritual journey. We pray that souls will be saved and they'll come to know your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I exalt your name today as I praise you and honor you. And I thank you once again for this opportunity and this privilege to minister to your people. Lord, I thank you as we lift you up this evening. Amen. We appear to be having some technical difficulties at this time, and we are not able to play the audio section of this show tonight. Welcome to the the House of Christ Ministries presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhochem.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry at www.reverseofrevival.com. We are pleased to announce that the House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, L-Y-O-N-S Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as you find it in your hearts to give. And beloved, please remember, every dollar counts.
Angels descending, bring God.
The church of today must be ready for the modern day harvest that will be reaped. The unsaved person of this generation is unlike people of past generations. They are a post-Christian modern generation, reaping the consequences of a fragmented society, family breakdown, moral confusion, rampant immorality of every kind, occultism, New Age mixed with Eastern religions. We are a nation that basically denies the Bible and the God of the Bible. When people come to Jesus Christ, they are broken, wounded, unstable, spiritually bankrupt, and emotionally frazzled. The journey from salvation to maturity is something long and uncharted for most that start this new transformation. The church must have a vision to process people into spiritual wholesome healing and spiritual health.
Nation.
House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they are absolutely free. You must write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. To our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and to have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. We encourage you once again to sow into this ministry and to make use of the opportunity to receive your free copies of the Book of John and Romans, both in English, French, and Spanish. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Not one.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts, the fact of personality of the Holy Spirit. But when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. That is John chapter 15, verse 26. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness and judgment. Albeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in the series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be the Word of Knowledge. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you. We bless you tonight, dear Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me and mold me. Fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me and mold me. Fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, in Jesus' name, amen. God, fall afresh on me, break me and mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me and mold me. Fill me. Use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
Once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Tonight's lesson will be the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is one of three revelatory gifts given by the Holy Spirit. Nothing is hid from God in any place or regarding any person, including the thoughts and intents of each heart. Not only does God know everything, but he is also a revealer of secret things. There are times when God will reveal to us an intent behind a person's action that on the surface seem good, but a person's intent may not be what they have shown outwardly. These revelatory gifts help address hidden things that God often deals with through his servants in some manner. Now, God does not just go around sharing everybody's business. Rather, he is tactful in how he reveals secrets and to whom he reveals them to. The three revelatory gifts are often the vehicle that he uses to open up the hidden things. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 says, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." The Greek word of knowledge is gnosis, meaning science. For our study, we will define science as understanding. The Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines knowledge as the fact or state of knowing a range of information or understanding and the body of facts. The word of knowledge reveals God's knowledge, which is information regarding something, some place, someone, etc. Now, the person operating in this gift most often does not know naturally. This gift reveals to the person who has it what is actually happening as it truly is in the eyes of God, or what is going to happen, giving the person understanding. For example, a person may do something that is strange, but God can give you a word of knowledge before they even do it, so that you may understand what is truly happening. The word of knowledge is different from the word of wisdom, in that the word of knowledge may give you information about a certain thing with no direction regarding what to do about it, while the word of wisdom gives revelation often with instructions or wisdom regarding how to act on the revealed information. Knowledge is information, while wisdom helps you to discern or judge what to do or how to act upon information. The word of knowledge could be what God knows about the future, past or present. All of it is God's knowledge and not God's wisdom. As with all spiritual gifts, the word of knowledge flows or operates best in righteousness, right standing with God, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, which gives us the right to operate in the tools of dominion that God has given to man. I believe that these spiritual gifts are part of tools of dominion that are restored to those who repent of their sins and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. All that Adam lost is now given back to those who have right standing through Jesus Christ's righteousness. The great revelatory book. Although the entire Bible offers revelation in most places, the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, expresses all three revelatory gifts. Its use of the word of knowledge is through the revealing of information in the mind of God that is revealed to John, and thus the church, pertaining to what will happen, while not giving instruction as to what to do in each detail, especially during the tribulation period. Revelatory gifts require a strong prayer life. It is imperative that if you have this gift, that you build a strong prayer life with the Lord. This will enable you to know God's voice and hear clearly what He is directing you to do above the clamor and busyness of each day. To hear the still small voice of the Lord, it may require that you have times of quiet prayer. Beloved, do not neglect the very important component of the revelatory gifts, which is right standing with God and to stay in prayer. Biblical operations of the words of knowledge. The Old Testament example. Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 through 8 says, "And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, And lo, my sheaf arose, also stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about, and made obedience or obstinance to my sheaf. But and his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. This dream gave Joseph information regarding what would happen, yet it never told him how to make it happen. Beloved, the word of knowledge gives you information regarding what will happen or can happen. That is the mind of God. Joseph had two similar dreams regarding his rise, authority and dominion over his brothers, just like Pharaoh had two dreams regarding the famine, meaning that it is established or going to happen. Sometimes we can get a word of knowledge or wisdom regarding what may happen if we do certain things, but when we receive a word about something twice, that means it will definitely happen or that it is established. Genesis chapter 41, verse 32 tells us about this. Let us take a look at 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 21 through 27. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? And he said, all is well. My master had sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. And Naaman said, be content, take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, went not mine heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Gehazi, Elisha's servant, lied to Naaman about the receiving of money and garments. Then he lied to Elisha about what he had done. But the word of knowledge was in operation in Elisha's life, in which he had saw, most likely in an open vision, what Gehazi had done. We will now take a look at the New Testament examples. But we will take a short break and come right back. Once again, we appear to be having some technical difficulties, so we will go right into the lessons. The New Testament examples, John chapter 4, verses 16 through 19 says, Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Jesus Christ had a word of knowledge.
Husband, and come hither.
The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Jesus Christ had a word of knowledge concerning this woman's marital status. He never gave her information regarding what to do about it. Rather, the gift of the word of knowledge gave proof to this woman that Jesus Christ truly was a prophet. We will now take a look at Acts chapter 21, verses 10 through 12, which says, And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle, and bound his hands and feet, and said, Thus saith the Holy Spirit, So shall the Jews of Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go to Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit never told Agabus to tell Paul how to avoid such a thing, for that would have been a word of wisdom. Rather, it gave them information of what would happen to Paul when he went to Jerusalem. John chapter 1, verses 47 through 51 says, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, then thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Jesus Christ had a word of wisdom regarding something that Nathanael knew that Jesus Christ did not know naturally. Jesus Christ had a word of knowledge, information regarding where Nathanael was and what he was doing. Beloved, you must submit the operation of your gift to the Holy Spirit. If you have this gift, then you should seek out the Lord's wisdom regarding how he wants you to operate in this gift. God may have given you this gift to accompany a specific call on your lives or for the work. It does not matter if you are called to be a minister or if you are a regular lay person that he has given you. The work could be ministering the word of knowledge in churches to leaders of government, like many of the prophets ministering it to individuals, or in some other way that the Holy Spirit reveals to you. In any case, submission to the direction of the Holy Spirit is of utmost importance. If he tells compels you to minister this gift in one place and you determine that that is not what you want to do, then you might find that the gift will not function in your lives. It may be in you, but it is a set function in the right atmosphere at our place. So let God lead you to who, where, and what He wants you to minister the word of knowledge. How the word of knowledge operates. The word of knowledge operates through dreams, through visions, through an audible voice, the Lord speaking aloud to you, through prayer, in which the Holy Spirit speaks to you His wisdom in a still small voice, through an angelic emissary. Also, Mary, the mother of Jesus, if you take a look at Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Some ways that word of knowledge is administered. One, you may be required to share what you have been shown to those that the word of knowledge applies to. Two, it may be administered as a warning of what is coming, such as the book of Revelation. It also may be administered as a revelation as to what someone had hid that has come to light. In essence, rebuking someone. Example, Elisha rebuked Gehazi with a word of knowledge. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the word of knowledge. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Beloved, we encountered some difficulties tonight, and the Word of God is mighty and powerful. We will not waver. We will not turn back. We will go forth and honor the Great Commission and to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At this time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. And we have faith in the Word of God. And we are determined to spread the gospel throughout the world. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, I am reminding you that He's waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. But tonight, beloved, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or to recommit your lives to Him. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who would turn away from Him, He's waiting to receive you. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, tonight I challenge you to take up your cross and follow Jesus Christ. Salvation is free.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me add
John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Beloved, tonight I encourage you to take up your cross and follow Jesus Christ. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your lives, I invite you to join me in prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known.
My humble cry.
Beloved, what does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for every single individual. Jesus Christ is a gift from God. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I encourage you once again to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of righteousness of God. I am saved. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lord, I thank you. Beloved, if you prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Element, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. If you have prayed this prayer and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and need to learn more about receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Element, New York, 11003. And we will continue to pray for you. I encourage you once again to turn from the sins of this world and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. As we come to the end of the show tonight, we give God the praise and the honor and the glory. And we thank Him once again to come into your presence with His word. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. And God bless you. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We pray for God's blessing upon you and your family. Good night.